Hello, fantasy footballers. Welcome to Two and a Half Men with a Football. My name's Nav, and I'm joined here by Willis and Brickle. Say hello, boys.
Evening, guys. How you doing?
This is the only amateur FPL podcast that you're going to want to listen to for the rest of the season. Willis was saying that, unfortunately, this podcast is a bit like FIFA, isn't it, Willis?
Yeah, you want it at the start of the season, but it doesn't come until sort of late autumn.
So, guys, talk to me. Game week 11, how did it go?
Game week 11 was great for me, Nav. I mean, it was we had a tough couple of weeks, a tough month in October.
I had a quality month.
Highlight of my October was ranking 5.7 millionth out of 5.8 million in game week 10, which was obviously an incredible achievement. but we did manage to follow it up with a strong week, which got Richarlison and Sterling in and made up a little bit of ground. So.
And what about you, Brickles? I hear you had a terrible draft performance this week.
Yeah, draft performance is awful. Yeah, I didn't save my team, so that's cost me quite a few points. But just looking at my normal team, and I think I fucked that as well, actually. Captain choices. Should have been Aguero, everybody else in the league has. Went Mendy, turned and scored for the first time in about 5 weeks, and a very average score.
I've got to say, now, those that are listening won't know this about us yet, but me and Brickles have got a real bugbear about people that captain the same person week in and week out. And it normally tends to be Aguero these days. Last season, it was Salah, and it's just lazy and unimaginative. But Willis is probably a prime culprit for doing this.
I'm happy to say I'm probably the most guilty in this room out of doing it. I mean, I missed the Salah boat last season. I missed the Mahrez and Vardy boat the year before, and this year I'm absolutely not missing the Captain Aguero every week boat.
But you're not
Salah at a funny time last year, didn't you?
Yeah, no, I did, but to be fair, Aguero's always been kind of my boy that I go to, and, you know, when you're playing up front for Man City, you're going to be scoring, especially someone with Aguero's sort of talent and ability on the ball, he's just going to be scoring goals.
The thing is, all that you're actually doing is you're keeping up with pretty much 90% of the league that's also captained Aguero.
But if you didn't captain Aguero and Aguero scores a hat-trick, you've lost.
Brilliant. No, but the flip
points.
Side.
That's me. That's dropped about three places this week.
The flip side on all of this, though, is Aguero could miss a penalty, yellow card, off he comes, and before 60 minutes.
But it could happen. And then I captain
Mane, he does a hat trick, and I just jump all of you. That's the risk, and this is where it gets exciting. When everybody's captained Aguero. Yeah. It's so boring.
I agree it ruins an element of the excitement, but also that is why you're mid-table.
I'm not mid-table, I'm currently 10th. I'm currently 10th, and that was only because I didn't captain Aguero.
Well, unfortunately, it gets proven that the people at the top of the league, especially in our league, have captained the most obvious choice pretty much every week, and that's why they're top. But
I'm convinced.
I enjoy being different.
A lot of the people at the top of the league, right? Including Scrappy Doo. A lot of the people at the top of the league, what they do is they have the same players all the time. So all the big hitters, Salah, who I'm really happy to say is in actual form in this season, Aguero, and, you know, most of the defenders are the same. You know, everyone's got Alonso in or Trippier.
I'll stop you there just for the Liverpool fans amongst us. Salah has more points at this stage of the season than he did have at this stage last season.
Bollocks.
He does.
Bollocks.
He's got more than Mane, who apparently has had a really good season.
And I personally thought Mane had started better than Salah, but he's not. But statistics don't lie.
That's complete bollocks, though, isn't it? Because Salah is not putting it away anywhere near as much as he did last year. I'm hoping that he gets injured and everyone's numbered with an injured Salah and no real imagination to replace him with anyone that isn't Sterling or Sané or, you know, one of those other little boring unimaginative slugs that everyone seems to have in their league. I've got Schürrle. Okay, I have Schürrle, and okay, he doesn't get me points every week, but when he does, he gets me 3 bonus points normal.
Well, we'll touch on this more later, won't we? Because we've got differential to Sanj coming up, and that is certainly your area, so.
I do like a wild card, and actually, it keeps the game interesting for me, because when it works, I've got the biggest bragging rights. And admittedly, when it doesn't, it's fine, because no one's really going to expect any more, are they? But I think we should move on to Willis's woes. Yeah. Willis. Talk to me. You're always crying about something. What's happened lately that's just upset you?
It was a tough October, you know. It was a tough October. We went through a difficult time. Took a big gamble. Bought Sturridge in for the games against Cardiff and Huddersfield. And, you know...
Can we just stop and clarify?
Yeah.
You bought in Sturridge.
Yeah, I know. I know. Looking back, it was one of those. You know,
what were you thinking moment.
There's been There's been a lot of soul searching in the last few weeks. A lot of looking in the mirror, and we've, you know, we're hoping that another mistake like that is not made this season. Even also bringing De Bruyne. Here we go. The violins.
Daniel,
listeners, I can assure you, Daniel,
what did you do?
He's currently shedding a tear. The other thing to know about Willis is that he's actually a Palace fan, so he does spend most of his time crying.
I mean, yeah, I'm a massive Palace fan. I mean, you know, we're a frustrating team. You know, this was the first season now I thought I was going to enjoy. I sat there and gave it one, and I thought, you know what? We've actually got a good side on paper. I'm actually going to enjoy this season. 10 weeks in, we're still shit. We've still got the same problems we've had for the last 3 years. We don't know where the goal is. It's just, it's embarrassing. We're an embarrassment to the league.
How did you look at the team sheet at the beginning of the season and think this is a good team on paper?
I still maintain we have got a good team on paper. I mean,
in what way?
We're a team that plays well every game and gets nothing to show for it. And
hang
it's
on.
Boring.
I think
it's
you need boring. To answer that. Is Andros Townsend your best striker?
At the moment, probably. I mean, we'll touch more on you know, I don't want to say too much now because I don't want to preempt too much what's going to come in later sections. But yeah, Townsend's a good boy.
So, what's your biggest woe at the moment? Is it your rivalry with Scrappy D?
Me and Randall, it's an interesting dynamic. You know, I'd say it's a bit like. In Formula One, you've got Lewis Hamilton and Sebastian Vettel. You know, Lewis Hamilton's obviously at the top of the game. He's been there, you know, continually every year. Sebastian Vettel has beaten him in the past, but, you know, recently this season, he's made a lot of mistakes. He's been doing a lot of looking in the mirror, a lot of soul searching. But, you know, Sebastian Vettel won't always lose to Lewis Hamilton. He'll beat him again.
So hang on.
That moment will come.
Can I just clarify, you are Vettel?
I'm Vettel at the moment, unfortunately, as much as it pains me to say.
Can Vettel win the championships this year?
Not this year, because their season's finished, but next season, why not? I mean, this is early on in the season. Think about how many ups and downs there were in F1. This is all, you know. I'm currently Vettel when he crashed out and didn't finish the race. We had a couple of DNFs in October, but...
I don't actually think you are Vettel. I think that's too much of a compliment.
Well, that's just rude.
Okay. Right, before you start crying, I think it's time that we moved on quite swiftly. Brickles, blast from the past, talk to us.
Yeah, I found one today, actually.
Hang on, just for the listeners. Sure. So the blast from the past is... Do you want to introduce what it is?
Well, yeah, I think I know what it is. I think it's basically...
it's pretty useful thing as you're presenting this section.
Yeah, exactly. This is how I interpret it. I've obviously been asked to do this, and this is how I interpret it. This is the guy that... historically has done very well in FPL, but maybe has gone slightly under the radar. Yes, we know Cristiano Ronaldo got a lot of points. Yes, we know that Thierry Henry, etc. got a lot of points. But this guy, look, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll read out the stats for him first and tell me if you can guess him. We'll do it that way. So, in this season, he made 38 appearances, so he gave it every chance.
What season? I'll tell you that season in a second.
He scored 25 goals and made 9 assists.
Is it Robin van Persie?
It wasn't Michy, was it?
No, I'm actually going back a bit further than this. And then the following season, he...
Definitely not Michy.
...scored 19 goals and made 15 assists.
It's Robin van Persie?
To be honest.
It's got to be.
Out of hand, really.
It's definitely not a Saints player, that's all I know.
Well, depends how far back you go. That's all I will say.
What season? Can you give us a little clue?
Was it Matthew Letizia?
It was Matthew Letizia.
Oh god, you're so predictable.
The 93-94 season, get this.
So he had 228 points. Ronaldo, in his high season, got 241.
Ronaldo.
Which is absolutely ridiculous.
Did they even have fancy football when Matt Letizia played?
I don't know if they did, to be fair, but what they've done...
Oh, here we go.
We've recalculated it as if he did. And given that Ronaldo was also a midfielder...
on that game as well, and just puts Letizia's record, you know, right up there. So he got 228 points in the 93-94 season. The following season, 222 points.
Wow.
Which is just outrageous. So, yeah, Matt Letizia is my
blast from the past this week, if only we could pick him.
I have to say, if I had to choose a blast from the past, it would be Robin Van Persie.
Andy Johnson.
Of course he is. Right, anyway, transfer talk.
This is a penalty.
You can't bring Matt Letizia in. Into transfers this week, but what can you do? What have you got your eye on?
Yeah, not a lot at the moment. I don't think I've done anything yet. I know who I need to get out. Are we talking about normal? We're not talking about draft.
Yeah, let's talk normal. Draft's a whole different beast.
So normal, I bought in Anthony Knockhart, like a few of us probably did, thinking Brighton have got an easy run.
I'll admit that was me as well.
Chris Hewitt thought it was so easy that he doesn't even need to play Knockhart. so he needs to come out, but he's worth very little, so that could be a struggle. So I need to get Knockhart out really, and I don't know who's popular at the moment then to bring in.
Maybe Morata. Maybe Morata's your man.
Cool. See, I know
you a few in the last week.
How much stick has Morata got recently? And actually,
if he plays, there's no doubt in your
score. He smashes
goals,
it every single week.
If he plays, I mean, Giroud's knocking about.
Giroud's injured, I think.
If he's injured still at the moment, then obviously that creates an opening, and Morata's shown good form.
I'm going to put it out there because Stansbury, bless him, he actually agreed with me on this. I bought in Martial last week, and I'm bloody gutted I didn't do it sooner. Martial's
on a great run.
He's playing City away next week, fine. But after that, I mean, he's playing Palace at home and then Southampton away.
Martial is the most informed player in FPL at the moment. You would never guess he was second.
You would never guess. You'd never guess, I'll tell you. It's Jordan Pickford.
You're joking.
Wow, okay. A lot of penalty saves.
Is he?
Yeah, to be fair,
I've got him in my draft team and he's smashing it for me. I think he's probably the player that's getting me the most points at the moment because they're all a bit rubbish. But, back to transfer talk. Sorry. I mean, my team's looking pretty sick at the moment. So
the question is, has there been any big transfers recently?
All right, I'm going to tell you a little story, okay? It involves one of my friends. His name's Fruit Shoot and the other one is Scrappy D. And for some reason...
How old are these two?
I mean, mentally, probably like
are they real friends or are they seven and eight?
Fruit Shoot and Scrappy D.
They do exist, I promise you, okay? They're a little bit odd, and I don't want to embarrass them because this is pretty, pretty bad transfer. But, Scrappy D.
Where are these guys in their league? Are they.
God knows. Not very good. They're not very good. I mean, I don't even look at them. I'd imagine that Fruit Shoot's probably doing slightly better than Scrappy D. But let me get back to my story, okay? So, other week, they spend a lot of time with each other and they're moaning about the draft league and they say, no one's making any transfers. We need to get something going. So they have a bit of a chat. And do you know what the transfer they actually did was?
Go on.
I think I do, but go and tell me.
Scrappy Doo, I believe, had Kevin De Bruyne.
Yeah.
Fruit Shoot had... Eden Hazard.
The best player in the league at the moment?
Surely not. Surely not.
They did it. They did it.
The best player in the league for an injured Kevin De Bruyne.
Who remains injured for God knows how long. Now, bearing in mind, Fruit Shoot was actually beating Scrappy Dooba quite a lot in the league.
Mm.
I mean, that is another what were you thinking moment, wasn't it?
It really is.
What were you thinking?
Maybe a tiny bit unlucky with the timing of the injury, but why would you take that risk when you're comfortably
injured? Fruit Shoot didn't need that gamble, did he?
No.
I mean, it could have paid off. Kevin De Bruyne could have come back from injury and just absolutely smashed it. And it could have paid off, but it's just very unfortunate for him that he is now injured. Right, it's that time in the show now where I give you the Dos Anjos differential. Now, I have to say, sometimes I am right. A couple of seasons ago, maybe it was a season before, I picked out Mahrez before anybody else in the league had him, and he went off and just did an absolute mad one. Last season, everyone else was picking Firmino and Coutinho, right? The same season that Coutinho gets sent off to Barcelona, and I didn't pick either of them. I picked Salah, and he went on to smash it, and I stuck with him all season.
What? Is that just completely contradicting what you said earlier about people sticking with the same players?
No, I didn't captain him, okay? My complaint is about people captaining him. If you've had him from the beginning of the season and he just stays in your team, that's brilliant. The price rise you're getting out of him, if you ever want to get rid of him, perfect. But I wasn't captaining him every week. I was captaining people like... I had some wild ones.
Junior Stanislas.
Yes, yes, yeah. Who I've recently gotten rid of because he's not hitting that form. But anyway, back to the Dos Santos differential. So, had a look at all the fixtures, okay. Liverpool, Fulham, tasty. Chelsea are playing Everton. Everton aren't that good on the road. But for me, you're going to laugh at this one. It's an Arsenal player.
Of course it is.
Aubameyang,
like
I said. No.
Luxorian?
No, Ozil? Definitely not. Not Ozil.
The best number 10 in the league?
Bellerin?
No. Bellerin's, no, I'm not a fan.
Who is it?
One more guess, come on.
Who else is it? Lichtensteiner?
Lichtensteiner. Not Lichtensteiner. You're thinking of Lichtenstein, the place. Right. Alex Iwobi. Okay, now hear me out on this one. Wow. He was bloody busy in when he came on
he's
in the game
busy.
Against Liverpool.
Busy.
No. I'm telling you, he's either going to score or he's going to assist a few. Okay, I would definitely get him in for this game week because they've got a bloody easy fixture. I can't remember who with, but they have definitely got an easy fixture. In fact, stay there and let me tell you now. Can you look this up for me?
I'll have a little look.
You should be prepared for this. Come on.
Arsenal Wolves. Okay, now
Wolves are struggling at the moment. To be fair.
On the road, though, yeah. I mean, I think I will be run rings around Mark Doherty. So whoever's got Doherty, I'll definitely get rid of him.
Captain?
I wouldn't captain him.
No.
That's a bit too wild.
Okay.
I mean, I'm certainly not going to go Aguero or Mane or any of the obvious picks. Stanislas could happen. He's playing Newcastle away.
Is he playing or is he warming his seat?
I think, did he not start last week?
He did last week, I think.
Did he?
He got an assist, actually, to be completely fair. Okay. He got an assist, so I was definitely proven right with that one. But, right, Willis is one to... sorry, let me say that again. Willis is one to watch. Who is it?
So I did a lot of thinking about this, and I thought I'd try and really pick someone out that, you know, in an unbiased manner, that wasn't... you know, that could really benefit people around sort of the FPL community listening to this podcast. And I know this could get a few laughs. I mean, Palace have got a very tough run coming up.
Hang on, did you say Palace?
And, you know, they've got a couple more tough games, but they're nearly through that now. But there's one man that's really stood out to me in the last few weeks, and that's Andros Townsend. Hear me out. He came to Palace as a bit of a journeyman, right? He never really settled. He's been around the block a little bit. Club after club, but Palace, he's turned into a real grafter.
I'm not sure about that, mate.
Hidden within the shadow, the media circus surrounding Zaha, but he's a streaky player, is what I'd say about Andros Townsend. When he scores one goal, he usually follows that up with two or three more. So what I would say is, after scoring last week, Andros Townsend is one to watch, and Palace historically do well against the bigger sides.
See, I will give you that, because at the beginning of the season, when I picked my first sort of team for the rest of the season, I actually chose Townsend off the back of a really good pre-season. He scored quite a few and he'd assisted quite a lot. He didn't do anything for me, so I got rid of him in like game week 3. But you are right, he is a bit of a streaker, isn't he?
He's a streaky player, and you know, that's what FBL's all about, picking the streaks at the right time.
Okay, no, I'll give that a solid 6 out of 10.
Yeah, I thought you might go Palace. But you're right, it's hard to get a lot of attention.
Townsend works hard.
Yeah.
It's just a shame there's no one to put it away.
Yeah, I just worry about the next two fixtures. But I've always said Palace are capable of beating quite a few teams in that league, especially in the bottom 10. Palace are my team that can beat people. There's not many teams out there that can actually put a couple of wins together.
I've got to say, a close second when I was kind of thinking about this was Danny Ings. He's been in good form, and actually in a Southampton team that, although got beaten by City, did actually create some chances in that game. And I do think against some of the against some slightly less technically able teams in the next few weeks, Danny Ings will get some chances.
See, I feel like he's given up. I feel like he's looking around like, what is this shit? Why am I not training?
He's still scoring that bit. He's still scoring.
I think he has given up. He only scored the other day because of a penalty.
Yeah, he won
the penalty, yeah.
Did he?
Yeah, he won the...
I don't know.
He's a goal for it. I don't think you can base that.
I feel like he's given up. I do feel like he's given up a little bit. And to be fair to him, I don't blame him because he's not getting any service.
Well, he's got a big chance against Watford. And back to the service point, there is an issue with Saints, though.
A massive issue.
Yeah, we all know my feelings about the player that we sold.
Do the viewers know, though? Do the listeners know?
I don't know if the viewers do know, actually.
Can I guess? Does his name rhyme with Matic?
Yeah, that's right, yeah, and it comes from the same country as Matic as well. That's Di Santelli. She's absolutely tearing it up in the Eredivisie at the moment.
I can confirm he is tearing it up. I follow the I Love Di Santelli fan page on Instagram, and every week there are posts about how many goals and assists he's done. So, no, fair play.
So, we won't get into Saints too much today. I don't think Ings is a bad shout. I think Ings can still get a few goals.
Right, boys, I've got a real special treat for you tonight. It's a special guest, he really is a fantasy footballer and a half. I'll give you a clue. He won the league last season.
Oh, stop it. It isn't.
It is.
Bobby Jones, isn't it?
Of course it is. Give him a quick ring now. Let's get him on the line.
Are we giving him a ring?
He's agreed. He's agreed. Hello, Joey.
Joey Evans.
It's Nav Willis and Brickles here.
Oh, guys, how are you doing?
How's the revision going?
Yeah, not bad. Looking forward to finishing my exam tomorrow.
Are you all right, Joey? You don't sound yourself, mate. You feeling okay?
Yeah, well, I've got a bit of a flu at the minute, which is a bit unfortunate, especially with the exams and stuff. But yeah, no, thanks for asking.
Rest up, mate.
Yeah, you're almost there, mate. One more exam and it's over. But, right, Joe, yeah, exactly. We won't keep you too long, all right? I want to give you a call today and ask you how your season's going and also what your top tips for fantasy football actually are.
Well, of course, it's not going as well as last year, obviously, reigning champion at the minute. But,
it's a slow season.
I'm doing...
Hang on, mate, you're breaking up a little bit.
As I was saying, it's not going as well as last year. Obviously, the reigning champion, but I'm still doing quite well. Confident that I'm going to win again. To be fair to you,
right? So you're a massive West Ham fan, right? Have you got Arnie in your team?
Yeah, I do. He was actually my vice captain this week. I did have him captain, but I changed it to Kane last second. So. It's a bit of a shame because he would have got me a few more points than Kane this week. But yeah, Arnie's very much in my team.
Joe, what was your secret last season to come out on top in such a competitive league? It takes a lot of skill, a lot of commitment. What's your top tips for all the guys out there?
Well, personally, you just got to go with your gut straight away and get them players like Ryan Fraser. I got him in quite early this year, you know. So he's done really well for me.
That's a good shout. That is a very good shout.
But how do you pick these guys out? I mean, how do you do it?
I mean, some may say it's luck, but I find this is the second year in a row now that I'm up there. So,
Joe Evans, really important question from me. Okay, how many times have you captained Aguero this season?
Aguero isn't even on my team now.
Right, Joey Evans, you've been amazing. Thanks for your advice and for calling in. We hope you get better and that your exam goes well, and we'll speak to you soon.
Best of luck tomorrow, mate.
Thanks very much.
Good luck for game week 11, mate. Thanks. See you later.
It's game week 12.
Bye.
Right, we're taking up a lot of time, so last bit, we're going to do a quick fire round, okay, as to which of the following two players you'd rather have in your team, okay? Right, so...
Would you rather... I like it. We'll have to name it that from now on.
Would you rather? Very good idea. Right, so, Hazard or Sterling? Talk to me.
Eden for me.
Over a season, Hazard, but I'd chop and change depending on the fixtures.
I'm going to go Sterling, actually.
To be fair to Sterling, he does play most games, actually.
I don't know what's going on with Hazard at the moment.
Sterling was the third top point scorer in Fantasy Premier League last season.
Bloody hell. Right, okay, there we go. There's my answer. Right, next one, quickly. Felipe Anderson... Right, at the moment, or Martial?
I'll go Felipe Anderson, just based on the fixtures.
That's a decent question, yeah. I'd be tempted to do Felipe Anderson. I didn't think anything wrong at the start of the season.
I just think United, there's always that rotation risk. Felipe Anderson with
especially with the injuries to Yarmolenko and stuff, you know he's going to play.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mourinho can fall out of the
Barca. Exactly, yeah.
No, I think we're unanimous there. It's Felipe Anderson.
Yeah.
Right, Doherty or Duffy? Bearing in mind what I said about Alex Iwobi this weekend.
I'd have to say Duffy. I mean, Wolves have got a couple of tasty fixtures coming up against Cardiff and Huddersfield. But, yeah, Duffy for me. And that pains me to say that as a Palace fan.
Brighton have been, like, easy fixtures for, like, 10
games. They're just not capitalising, are they?
They haven't played a hard team in ages, but anyway, sorry, carry on.
Right, that's that one. Right, Wilson. Callum Wilson or Arnautovic?
Oh, Arnautovic. it's not even a question. I know Wilson's been in good
Bournemouth looking good.
Bournemouth, they've done very well. You've got to have a lot of admiration for Eddie Howe, but I think that run will come to an end, and West Ham and Bournemouth's fixtures are a million miles apart over the next 4 or 5 weeks.
Okay, and Brickles, what do you reckon?
Fixtures, West Ham.
West Ham, right. I'll tell you what, I actually will agree with you two. Last one, before we sign out, Alisson or Schmeichel. Bearing in mind, Schmeichel is fired up at the moment.
It's a good question. I enjoyed Schmeichel's post-match interview as well. I thought he was very, very humble.
Yeah, he's a very likable guy.
No one really understands how the bonus point system works on fantasy football. I'm guessing giving humble post-match interviews does not bump your
I've got to say, though, he's the sort of player that will take this in his stride, and he will take this pain and all the grief, and he will convert it into solid performances over the next few games at least.
I agree.
Liverpool keep them in clean sheets.
Yeah, they don't. They don't.
2-0 up at the moment.
I mean, they were absolutely cruising in a few of the last games. Are they not losing 2-0 right now?
That's what I said. That's exactly what I said.
Oh, sorry. they do let in some late goals. Van Dijk, I know he's been brilliant, but Alisson.
I do miss Van Dijk after the moment.
It's time to end.
Yeah, it's time to sign out. Thanks for listening, guys. We hope you enjoy 2.5 men with a football. Hopefully we'll be back every week. And can I just remind you, this is the only fantasy football podcast out there that you should be listening to. Cheers, guys.